91X News.
It's 25 degrees and partly cloudy right now at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Murray. Quinte West Council decided how to spend money granted from the Canada 150 Fund at Monday night's meeting. Chief Administrative Officer Charlie Murphy proposed to use $7,000 from the fund on a tulip garden for City Hall. The garden will commemorate Canada's 150th birthday next year. Murphy says the Canada 150 group will need to start planning for next year's celebrations soon.
We plan on marketing and getting it out there over the next 2 or 3 months.
Councillor Duncan Armstrong was the first to volunteer for the group. He says these projects are the first of many, and he has plenty of ideas for more.
I'd like to see Centennial Park rededicated because it was built in 1967, which was the 100th birthday. Now that it's the 150th birthday, let's rededicate it.
Other improved plans include a My Community, My Canada video project and a Canada 150 student poster contest. Belleville General Hospital is aiming to fill its halls with more volunteers this year. QNET's Tyler Penny has the story.
Belleville General Hospital is hoping to recruit more people at its auxiliary volunteer open house tomorrow morning. BGH has many positions within the hospital that do not require medical training. QNET News spoke to Catherine Walker, manager of community relations at Quinte Healthcare, about the kinds of positions available in their program.
They are there to be patient ambassadors. They will, in many of the programs, they're there to help interact with patients, play games, read, socialize, encourage, all of that type of thing. And they work in tandem with our staff. They really are truly part of our care team, and they always have been.
And while Walker says the hospital already has a great medical staff and support team, these programs go beyond what their staff is capable of providing on a daily basis.
So really, it gets to the essence of communication and that support that is beyond the clinical and more to do with it being that altruistic human touch that means so much to the patients and the visitors that come into the hospital. And we are extremely grateful for the services that they provide, and they are an essential part of our team.
The event runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the hospital's volunteer office. QNET News will be on location tomorrow to cover the event and show how the programs will benefit the hospital and the community as a whole. Tyler Penny, QNET News, Belleville.
And looks like it's Splitsville for Brangelina, as Angelina Jolie has announced she's filed for divorce from Brad Pitt. A lawyer for Jolie says the actress and humanitarian has filed for the dissolution of their 2-year marriage for the health of the family. The couple has 6 children together, and they first met on the set of their 2005 thriller, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And taking the stage for the last time as Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon lashed out at leaders who violate human rights, prevent aid deliveries, and those who keep feeding the war machine in Syria. Speaking about yesterday's airstrike on a humanitarian aid convoy in Syria in front of the UN, Ban says just when the world thinks it couldn't get worse in Syria, it does.
The sickening, savage, and apparently deliberate attack on a UN Syrian Arab Red Crescent aid convoy is the latest example.
Both Russia's defense ministry and the Syrian military are denying involvement in the attack on the aid convoy, which killed around 20 people, including a local Syrian Red Crescent volunteer. And an official says a Canadian and 2 Italians have been kidnapped in Libya. ABC's Megan Williams has the story.
The Italian Foreign Ministry says it's learned of the abduction of 2 Italians kidnapped in Libya close to the Algerian border. The mayor of the Libyan town of Ghat says a Canadian was also abducted. A Canadian Global Affairs spokesperson says Canada is aware of the, quote, troubling yet unconfirmed report. Authorities in Libya say ISIS does not operate in the area, and it's likely the men were kidnapped by a criminal gang. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Fears of the General Motors plant in Oshawa closing were put to rest late last night, with GM and union officials working out a tentative deal to keep it open past 2019. The deal was signed with a threat of a midnight strike looming over both sides. While the plant is safe for now, the scheduled closing of one production line next year and another one in the next 3 years is still a threat to the Oshawa facility. However, the deal will see some production from Mexico move to the plant in St. Catharines. Workers under Unifor, the union that represents nearly 23,000 Canadian auto workers, will vote to ratify the contract this Sunday. The morning rush derailment of a Calgary Transit train earlier this morning left the train driver in serious condition. Police say the light rail train derailed at the Tuscany station after it failed to stop at the end of the line and ran off. Officials with the Calgary Fire Department say firefighters needed to shut off the power and had to use special equipment to pull the operator, a woman in her early 60s, from the wreckage. The driver was taken to hospital in serious condition but is now being listed as stable. Officials also say two other people were on the train when it derailed but did not need to go to the hospital. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next after this.
Belleville Transit would like to say welcome to new loyalist students and welcome back to those returning. Here's how Belleville Transit can make your life easier. Get your loyalist semester bus pass and save. Unlimited access to all Belleville Transit routes for one low cost. And don't forget about Route 9, your direct link between Loyalist College, the Quinte Mall, and Walmart Plaza. For complete route and fare information, go to belleville.ca and click Residence and Transit.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
Big week ahead of us for sports here in Belleville. The women's soccer team here at Loyalist College has two games this week, one against Fleming on Wednesday and one on Friday against the Algonquin Thunder. Those games will be played out on Marianne Sills Park due to issues with the field here at Loyalist. The women's rugby team takes a trip up to Algonquin on Thursday. They're hoping to bounce back from a rough 84-0 loss to St. Lawrence last Saturday. And meanwhile, in men's hockey action, the Wellington Dukes look to go 5-0 this season when they play on Thursday against the Newmarket Hurricanes in Newmarket. And the Trenton Golden Hawks will also look to keep their perfect record intact when they face the Toronto Patriots on Wednesday night in Etobicoke. And scandal has erupted in the Montreal Canadiens organization, with coach Michel Therrien denying reports that he called Max Pacioretty, quote, the worst captain in Canadiens history. Therrien reportedly made the remarks about Pacioretty at a recent charity golf tournament, and the coach denied the reports Tuesday, saying he has full confidence in his captain, who is entering his second season with the C on his jersey. He said the captain will have stronger support in the dressing room this season with the acquisition of veteran defenseman Shea Weber and the return of goalie Carey Price from injury. Pacioretty missed the annual charity event because he's playing for the United States at the World Cup of Hockey. And in Blue Jays action, Marco Estrada held the Mariners to only one hit while fanning eight over seven shutout innings to lead the Blue Jays 3-2 triumph at Seattle. Estrada had a no-hitter until Robinson Cano led off the bottom of the seventh with a single. Edwin Encarnacion launched a two-run homer, and Kevin Pillar poked an RBI single in to put the Jays up 3-0 in the fourth. Leonis Martin ripped a 2-1 homer in the ninth for the Mariners, who have dropped three of their four since an eight-game winning streak. Toronto's Jay Happ tries to hit a career milestone when he goes for his 20th win tonight against Seattle. The 33-year-old is 19-4 and has already had seven more wins than his previous career high. In World Cup of Hockey action, Team North America put up a good fight but couldn't keep the Russians at bay last night as they lost 4-3. And Team Europe edged by the Czech Republic yesterday afternoon with a 3-2 overtime win. In tonight's action, Team USA faces elimination tonight as they go up against Team Canada. The U.S. opened the tournament with a loss to Team Europe, while tournament favorites Team Canada easily beat the Czechs 6-0 in their first game. Team Sweden and Finland will also take the ice this afternoon. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville. Today, the clouds will clear up this afternoon, with winds gusting up to 40 kilometers an hour, and looks like we've already hit that high of 25 degrees. Tonight will be clear, with those high winds keeping up until later in the evening, a low of 12. And tomorrow, we're looking at mainly sunny and a high of 25 again. At 12:08, it's 25 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Murray. News on 91X, next at 1.